Well, firstly, John, I'd like to express my sympathy to Francis and all his children at this very sad time for them. And there's no doubt Jim was an advocate for education. And he was vice president and national president of the INTO. That was back in 2000, around 2010-11. He was educated, of course, in Good Father School, where his brother John was principal there for many, many years. He moved to Arcadia at Cairn, as you said. Now, Jim was a progressive educator, and he was always, I know, in touch with myself, John Perry, when he was a TD, and councillors, to look for improvements in the school. And look, he's left a fine legacy there. It's a fine school, actually. We were in it last week with the minister, and it's a credit to everybody involved. It's a credit to Jim, the work he did as principal.
As a teacher, he picked up huge experience as well, teaching not alone in this country, but in Nigeria as well. And indeed, all that experience would have helped him when it came to his roles within the INTO.
There's no doubt he had fantastic experience, and he used that experience to the best of his ability. Our Cairn National School is much better because of Jim's leadership in the school. And as I said, we had the minister there only last week, Minister Michael Moynihan, and to see the school the way it's progressing, and the new principal there, Edel. And it's a credit, really and truly, to everybody concerned.
Indeed. And finally, he was somebody in many ways that was ahead of his time. He was one of the first principals and one of the first teaching officials to call for more administrative time to be afforded to principals. And he made those calls over 20 years ago. So he was very much in touch with his position and probably foreseen many challenges that principals are dealing with today.
Well, that's for sure, John. And it is important that there is that teachers have the time to teach, and that there are other people involved in the schools and the running of the school. That's very, very important. And he was definitely to the forefront in proposing that many, many years ago.